Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever wondered if God cries? Well, He does. In fact, God weeps. I suppose most people don't think about it. Nevertheless, it likely happens more often than you or I can imagine. When God weeps, He connects with you and me. Actually, that's quite comforting. Plus, it gives permission to you to weep when your life overflows with disappointment. Well, what does God weep about? Let's tear into it, when God weeps. In this content, we're going to look at several scriptures that show God weeps, or that He has great disappointment and even suffering. We'll also explore how this connects God to you in a special way. There are always four categories we explore in scripture dissection. Number one, what does it say? Two, what does it mean? Three, make it personal. And four, make a commitment. Category number one, what does it say? Here are some verses about God weeping. Some of them don't use the word weep. Nevertheless, they portray a deep sorrow of soul. To explore when God weeps, we'll simply list selected verses in this section. And there are going to be five of them. First of all, Luke 19:41. And when He drew near and saw the city, that would be Jerusalem, He wept over it. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Luke 22:42-44, Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me, yet not My will but Yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to Him and strengthened Him, and being in anguish, He prayed more earnestly, and His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Matthew 26:37-38. He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then He said to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with Me. Then we'll skip back to Jeremiah 13:17. But if you will not listen, My soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears. That is what these verses say. So what do they mean? All right, let's go back to Luke 19:41, and here it is again. And when He drew near and saw the city of Jerusalem, He wept over it. In this verse, Jesus openly pours out His sorrow and disappointment at the lack of response people have to His love. He's not embarrassed as He weeps. In fact, He does so in front of everyone present. Jesus felt great sadness. John 11:35, Jesus wept. It's so simple, yet it's so profound. Further, this two-word verse, the shortest in the Bible, catches your attention even as it draws your heart in. In this story, one of Jesus' best friends died. He is sad about the loss. Plus, he must have been full of grief at what death had done to his children. People were never meant to die. They were created for eternity. No wonder Jesus wept. Luke 22:42-44. Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me, yet not My will, but Yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to Him and strengthened Him, and being in anguish, He prayed more earnestly, and His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Well, you can't read this portion of Scripture and not connect with the deep anguish Jesus experienced as He cried out to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus knew what was coming: torture and the cross. And he was pleading with God, if there's another way, couldn't we do that? Yet even in his inconsolable condition, he solidly landed on submission. Not my will, but yours be done. Matthew 26, verses 37 to 38, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. Yet another example of how much inner pain Jesus experienced as he headed for the cross. He also knew about the coming torture and disrespect from people that he created with his own hands. Further, the knowledge of taking every single sin ever into himself must have been overwhelming. Remember, Jesus knew no sin. He was absolutely pure, holy. And the final kicker, Jesus knew his Father would turn his back on him as he died in your and my place. Jeremiah 13, verse 17. But if you will not listen, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears. There's no doubt of God's incredible love for his people. He wants the best for your life, so much so that he literally weeps in secret when you are proud or arrogant. His heart bitterly weeps, and his eyes run down with tears over your plight. Now it's time to make all that information personal. Again, we'll start with Luke 19, verse 41. And when he drew near and saw the city, Jerusalem, he wept over it. When you love someone, you want the very best for them. That involves their life purpose. God sees you through his lens. He has purpose for your life. And consequently, when you are not living in his design, he is grieved to the point of tears. Jesus also grieves over any distance between you and him. He wants you close. Further, Jesus wants to share the secrets that help you succeed. Remember Jeremiah 33, verse 3b. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. And this expression links him to times when you may pull away. It also links to lonely times in your life. John 11, 35, Jesus wept. Have you ever considered Jesus weeps over the losses and disappointments in your life? When things don't go as they were intended, I've often remembered it wasn't supposed to be like this. Remarkably, God thinks endearingly of your life. He's with you in your losses, and he knows how to help you succeed. Even more so, Jesus knows how to comfort you. Why? Because he's experienced an immense amount of human sorrow. He's even called Man of Sorrows. So you can share yourself with him intimately and be safe. He understands. This reality links Jesus to you as you face significant losses in your life. Luke 22, verses 42 to 44. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Have you ever been in life circumstances when you've prayed a similar prayer? You're in anguish over some life situation, and as you look ahead, all you see is it looks impossible. Nevertheless, you trust God, you surrender, and you walk forward in obedience. You drink the cup, like Jesus did, with faith in what God will do. This agonizing prayer links Jesus to your life when things get really hard. Yet he models absolute surrender to God. He absolutely trusts and obeys God in his sorrow. This experience links Jesus to you as you face significant losses in your life. Matthew 26, verses 37 and 38. He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." Have you ever faced a life season that made you deeply sad? In fact, you could barely conjure up courage needed to go forward? Perhaps you felt very alone when no one walked with you, but you actually needed them. Jesus understands this. It was his experience. Both when his friends fell asleep, as he desperately needed their company, and when his father turned his back on him as he died on the cross. Still, Jesus bore up under both kinds of aloneness, so you would never have to be alone. Jesus built a bridge back to God for you. Are you going to cross it? This bridge links Jesus to you in a redemptive, compassionate way. And then Jeremiah 13, verse 17. "But if you will not listen, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears." God wants you to succeed. Equally, he knows this only happens as you yield to his ways. Why not trust him and live the life he beautifully created in you? Accomplish your life purpose. Let God redeem even your sorrows and your sufferings. One way you can move into this idea is to cling to God like a tight-fitting shirt. Jeremiah 13:11 says something a bit odd about a loincloth clings to the waist of a man. Today, we'd say something more like, "Cling to me like a girdle." Does anyone remember what that is? Cling to me like a swimsuit or like warm gloves. Cling to me like a knee brace or a scuba suit. Cling to me like good-fitting skates. Simply put, God wants you to cling to him for all your worth. This opportunity links God's weeping and tears to walking rightly with him. Now the fourth section, make a commitment. And here is where we have the application thoughts and questions. Number one, which of these verses about God weeping stands out to you the most? And why? Two, have you ever wept over someone going the wrong direction? If so, you can identify with how God feels. Three, what situation will you walk forward into with God, even though you may dread what's ahead? And number four, when you weep, God weeps with you. Will you receive his comfort? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.